Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. On Live Talk today, we're discussing the food situation in Zimbabwe, with the Russian government today playing its food diplomacy by donating food aid to Zimbabwe and other African nations following Russia's strongman leader Vladimir Putin's pledge at the Russia-Africa Summit to assist African nations with more than 200,000 tons of grain. A Russian program to send free grain to six African countries announced shortly after Moscow withheld from the Black Sea Grain Initiative has been completed. The Kremlin said late on Tuesday. David Doyle has more.
Russia has completed sending 200,000 metric tons of free grain to six African countries, its agriculture minister said late on Tuesday. Those deliveries had been promised by President Vladimir Putin at a summit with African leaders in July. That was shortly after Moscow had withdrawn from a deal that allowed Ukraine to ship grain from its Black Sea ports despite their ongoing conflict. Both Russia and Ukraine are major grain exporters, and that deal, the Black Sea Grain Initiative, had helped to lower prices on the global market. However, Putin had argued it was failing to get supplies to the countries in most urgent need. A Kremlin transcript on Tuesday said Agriculture Minister Dmitry Patrushev told Putin during a meeting that 50,000 metric tons each had been sent to Somalia and Central African Republic. Mali, Burkina Faso, Zimbabwe, and Eritrea had received shipments of 25,000 metric tons. Patrushev also told Putin, according to the readout, that Russia expects to export a total of 70 million metric tons of grain in the 2023 to 2024 agricultural year. That, he added, is up from 66 million in the previous season, worth almost $16.5 billion.
Thanks, David, for that report. In other news, the Deputy Agricultural Minister, Vangelis Haritotis, inspected part of the grain of the 250,000 metric ton wheat consignment donation from Russia at the Grain Marketing Board in Aspingdale, Harare, as the country faces food shortages in the wake of El Nino-induced drought. Haritotis said while Zimbabwe recorded bumper harvest in the two previous cropping seasons, the 2023-2024 cropping season has been affected by El Nino. Haritotis also expected air consignment of fertilizer in Bindura, which was donated by Russia.
The donation was 25,000 metric tons of wheat. So we are almost there, but we are still expecting a few more trucks to come in from Bira. And then once we receive all the wheat, then we are expecting the head of state and the commander chief of the defense forces to do the official handover. That's President Mnangagwa to do the handover. The donation was, the kind donation was 25,000 metric tons of wheat. So this donation was given to the Republic of Zimbabwe, specifically to the president. So President Mnangagwa would tell us what he would like to do with this wheat. But definitely wheat can be given to vulnerable households. It's not that. We all eat bread, I'm sure. So we know. So, but in short, it depends on what the president wants to do with the donation that came from Russia. The season has been very tricky. There was a late start to the season. And then we had a very good period of time from around December until about 2 weeks ago where we had a substantial amount of rain. Fortunately, our dams got full with that rain. It was all dependent on when you planted. If you planted with the rains, you should have a good crop now. If you didn't plant with those rains, maybe if you planted slightly before, it would have gone through that stress period and it could very well have led to a damaged crop. What we're seeing is we still remain very optimistic. Certainly we won't produce the tonnages that we've once produced in the past, but it's definitely not a write-off season. I think we have a good amount of crop out there. We've only just done the first round of crop and livestock assessment, which doesn't tell us what we're going to produce. It just tells us in terms of the quality and how well the crop is performing out there. Very soon we will hear exactly what the report says, and then the second round of crop and livestock assessment will be done within about a month and a half from now, which is where we will find out exactly what tonnage of each crop in summer will most likely be produced from this current season.
That was the Deputy Agriculture Minister Vangelis Heritotis. Meanwhile, in Mashingo and other provinces, leaders are appealing for food aid, saying the current agricultural season looks headed for a drought as the rains have been late. This comes at a time when the World Food Program says 2.7 million Zimbabweans, mainly in rural areas, need urgent food aid. Commenting on the current food situation in the country, Harare resident John Gumini had this to say.
Kana kune climate change tozvinzwisisa tozviziya nekuda kwezvimwe zvimagasi zvatiri kushandisa asi kare kare madroughts akanga ariko taiona ma irrigation mapuraza achashanda achidizwa pa mvura everywhere vachigadzirira drought kuti iri kuuya but right now nekuda kwekuti tine chihurumende chechimbavha chirumende chacho chinorarama nekuba chisina hanya nevanhu chirumende chochocho tingatarisa here kuti kune irrigation ichaitika chakatora mapurazi angari productive chikapa munhu asina kitsi kana dhongi saka munhu achaurima sei kune any irrigation here ichaitika hakuna chirumende chiri panapa chiri busy kuba maminerals tinana lithium wakabuda right now tinana goride tinana diamond wakabuda right now mari izvozvo dzakatowanda kuti vatenge chikafu kunze kwenyika but nekuda kwehumbavha hwavo handioni vachibatsira vana vezimbabwe
uyo anga ari mugari wemuHarare vaJohn Gumini vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pezviri kuitika panyaya yechikafu. Another Harare resident Gibson Nyikadzino also shared his own views.
Dambudziko guru rasangana nenyika kwete Zimbabwe basi asi zvinji dzemusadhaki ana South Africa, Mozambique, Botswana tisanganisira Zimbabwe idambudziko rekuchinja kwemamiriro ekunze reEl Nino. Saka muchandoona kuti nyaya dzezvechikafu, nyaya dzezvezvirimwa mbesa hadzina kuita zvakanaka. Saka rubetsero runenge ruchibva kune dzimwe nyika runotaurwa nechirungu sehumanitarian assistance rwakakosha kuitira kuti nyika padzinodyidzana dzirangaridzane nekuyeuchidzana kuti tinenge tinemi panguva yakaoma asi zvekare izvi zvinosimudzirawo pfungwa dzevanhu vemuZimbabwe kuti vazive zvavanofanira kunge vachirima mbesa somuenzaniso vana atinoti matraditional grains akakosha munguva yekuti vanenge vachifanira kunge vachiita kuti kana dambudziko iroro rauya vanowana chikafu chinenge chiri mumatura saka izvi harisi dambudziko remunhu idambudziko rekuchinja kwemamuriro ekunze zvinodowo zvekare kuti zvigadziriswe zvionekwe kuti zvone vanhu nezvipfuwo zvingararame sei panguva dzinenge dzakaoma kudai.
Avo vanga vari mugari wemuHarare vaGibson Nyikadzino vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo. Human rights activist Clarice Maduku, who works with rural communities in Chipinge, had this to say.
Sekuona kwangu tamira pasina kumira zvakanaka nekuti nyaya dzefood security neclimate inge dzatofanira kutora zvakanyatsosimba nekuti kumunda nevazhinji vakarima hatina zvakaona zvatiri kuona kudzimunda zvakutaridza kuti zvinhu zvatakachengeta mumadura edu zvakutopera. Ndinofungidza kuti yatove nguva yekuti hurumende yedu isaramba ichingotaura nyaya dzekusimbisa kuti aiwa takagadzirira pakutifanira kuti titanga kunotsvaga zvekudya kune dzimwewo nyika kuti tikwanise kubatsirika asi inyaya yekuti tizivise kuti pasi rose nyaya dzeclimate change inyaya dzatakufanira kunge tichinyisa kudzidzisana kubva kumacommunities kuti toita sei nekuti karamba tichingomirira mvura inobva kudenga kana kuti nyaya dzemairrigation dzimwe dzenguva hatizosviki chavo chavo patofanira kunge tichisvika saka takufanira kunge tichitsvaga humwe hunyanzvi hwekudzidzisa macommunities edu kubva pekupasi pasi chaipo chaipo sekuti torima zvirimwa zvipi uyewo kana tichinge tarima surplus toichengetedza sei saka hurumende yafanira kunge ichibatsira pakuchengetedza zvatinenge tinenge tawana kana taita goho rakanaka uye zvekudzidzisa vanhu nzira dzakanaka dzekuti ndezvipi zvinofanira kurima uye tinofanira kuzvichengetedza sei nekuti nyaya yeclimate change inyaya iri kufiwa nemunhu wese muno muAfrica uye pasi rose vanhu vazhinji vatopererwa munongoziva kuti vanenge vachitarisa kuti pamwe hurumende inenge ichibatsira uye nemasangano akazvimirira aya anongoti kana paita madrought ndo vanenge vachingoya vachiwedzerawo food aid nekuti dzimwe food aid dzinenge dzichiti imwe iri kubva kune hurumende yesocial inobva nekuhurumende asi imwe ichibvawo kune masangano akazvimirira ega yehumanitarian aid asi vanhu vapererwa vanenge vachitoda kudzidziswa kuti voita sei nekuti izvozvo zvika vanhu vazhinji vanenge vakungoda kubatsiridzwa kuti zvavanofunga zvinge zvichizadzikiswawo nevana mazvikokota panyaya dzeclimate change nefood security.
And that there was human rights activist Clarice Maduku in Harare. For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And today we're talking about the current food situation in the country. To discuss this issue, we are joined by food and hunger expert Reverend Forbes Matonga. We're also joined by Senator Nonhlahla Mlotshwa of CCC and Xavier Zavare of ZANU-PF. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. I'll start off with Reverend before we go to the politicians. Reverend, you've just heard there what the Deputy Minister of Agriculture was saying about the donation from Russia to Zimbabwe. What's your take?
Firstly, I think we need to appreciate deeply the gift from the Russian government. Given the fact that government is at war with Ukraine, but they still have the heart to donate to our situation and to many other African countries, I think we need to appreciate that gesture. And at the same time, we need to acknowledge that, you know, we are in a very tight corner because really this drought is promising to be very devastating because across the country, our crops are really severely stressed. And our rural communities will not be able to irrigate. And that spells disaster for our communities. Our traditional donors, like the United States and many others, who normally come through the channel of the World Food Program, are stressed. If you look at the situation in the Middle East, the Israel war, that will draw a lot of resources from countries that are at peace like ours to a hotspot like the Gaza Strip. So given that scenario, this is a dire situation.
Mm-hmm. But there are some that are arguing that this may be food diplomacy being used by Russia.
Come again, sorry.
There are, you know, some critics that are saying that this donation, although it's a good gesture, it might be Russia might be using it as food diplomacy to gain the African countries on their side.
That is the truth of everybody. Every aid is a gesture of the foreign policy of the country that is donating. So it is not an exception to Russia. Each country, each major power, when it makes donations, it is favoring its own interests. So definitely, Russia is its own interest. It needs African support, just like any other country. So there is no exception. But I think what is important is that for us, it is good because we need food. Whoever comes with food, I think it is good for us.
Thank you there. I'll now come over to you, the politicians. I'll start with you, Ms. Mlotshwa of CCC. What is the situation like in your constituency when it comes to food? We've heard provinces are actually appealing to the government for food aid.
Thank you for having me. I would like to correct you. I'm not a CCC senator. I represent Matorial in South. The moment I saw him in Parliament, I ceased to be a PPC senator. I'm a senator of everyone in Matarem South. In the future, I die as we speak in Matarem South. All the grains that were planted are dried up. There is no rain. There is no rain inside. Even if rain was to come today, little can be saved from what is happening right now. So we are really in a situation where we cannot have food. Remember, we did not have good rains in the past year, which was 2023, meaning to say the dams were already empty. We're not having enough even in our irrigation system in terms of the rain that was there. So it's the situation is really, really bad and dire. I've taken this up in Parliament with the Ministry of Local Government and Housing in terms of the social welfare, because they had promised to distribute some food to Matarem South. But Matarem South is not a district. Matarem South is big. If you are looking at from birthplace to planting, that's how big Matarem South is. So as we speak, I will speak for the whole region of Matarem. We are going to have a serious hunger. We are going to need to have a lot of food aid. And we are going to have a serious problem with our cattle as well and our goats as well if rain does not come anytime soon. That's how bad the situation is. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'll come over to you, Mr. Xavier Zavari of ZANU-PF. What's your take on the food aid that has just been donated by Russia to Zimbabwe?
Well, we appreciate the hard work, the hard diplomatic work which President Mnangagwa has been leading. The aid is coming on the background of his policy as the chief diplomat of the country in terms of re-engagement and engagement and being a friend to all and an enemy to none. So that is the background and the foundation on which the Russians feel comfortable to support with food aid. As we can see, the natural disaster that is El Nino is kind of bringing back the drought that we had in 1992 or 2008, which was really painful and devastating to our society and to every member of our community. And we're thankful, we're grateful for such great work by the president himself, and we appreciate the Russians for their continued support. As you would know, they supported us during the liberation war for independence, and they have continued to support us unconditionally to this day, and we respect that. So we are in appreciation and we are thankful for that support.
Tichiri kwamuri vazavare tanzwa vahari totis vachiti ivo chikafu ichi chakapiwa mutungamiri wenyika vamunangagwa ivo ndo vachazotaura kuti chinofamba sei asi chikafu hachisi chenyika here ichi.
Well, vahari totis vari kutaura ivo nekuti chinenge chapiwa in the name of the president of the country. Nyika iko zvinezvi iri kutungamirwa navamunangagwa ndo president varipo. Dai manga muri president weimini maita diplomatic efforts idzodzo and engagement, chikafu chaingouya zvakare toti aiwa chiriko kuna president Mavelas. But iko zvinezvi president ndava Emerson Mnangagwa. So chikafu chinenge chauya nekwavari. Ivo vari in charge of the country sekuelectwa kwavakaitwa nemhomo yeZimbabwe kuti vatungamire nyika muna August 2023. Ivo vanogara pasi neMinister of Agriculture, maofficials avo anosanganisira ivo vari tosi pamwe chete navaEnchas Masuka nevamwe vose, including the Ministry of Local Government nemaprovincial ministers ese in the 10 provinces. Vogara pasi vachikurukura vachiona dambudziko kwarakawandira, kwarakareruka, kuri kunida agent support, kuri kunida this and that. And president vanenge vari in charge, vari in control wekuti zvinhu zvafambiswa mugwara nemazvo. Saka hapana chakaipa pamashoko ataurwa na deputy minister. Mashoko ari correct, chikafu chauya kunyika yeZimbabwe.
chiri kugashirwa chiri muzita rapresident weZimbabwe vapresident Emmerson Ndambudzo Munangagwa. Pane izvozvo hapana kunyange chimwa chete chakaipa.
Toya kwamuri Reverend Matonga, munoona sei zvatanzwa zvichitaurwa izvi kuti chikafu ichi chichauya chichange ndecha mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Munangagwa, achisi chenyika here?
It's very difficult kuti mutsatsanure mutungamiri wenyika nenyika yacho. Kana tiri muhumanitarian aid, tinoziva kuti kune atinoti mafood pipeline. Saka pipeline yekutanga inochanjange iri pipeline yehurumende. Ikoko kuhurumende kune department rinonzwisisa nyaya dzehumanitarianism, riri Department of Social Welfare. Saka munoona kuti ipipeline inozikanwa, then pozouya pipeline yechipindi inova ndiyo yemaNGOs, atinoti mahumanitarian organizations. Iyoyoyo kazhinji inenge yakuitwawo zvekare spearhead neUnited Nations yakapingamirirwawo zvekare neboka rayo rinoti World Food Programme. Asi munozoona kuti World Food Programme nehurumende nemapoka anozoimplimenta ranogadzira inonzi Country Humanitarian Platform, inobatsira kuona manje kuti hakuna kuri kuenda chikafu chakawanda kupfuura kumwe, hakuna vanenge vachishaya and so on. Saka zvose izvi zvinoitwa pamwe chete. Saka kuneni mapipeline anozikanwa, and chinozongodiwa ndechekuti zvinhu zvinoenda pachena. Vanhu vachinzwisisa kuti iri pipeline rasvika kwakati, iri riri kuenda kwakati, zviri kufamba zvakadaro.
Thank you so much. Senator Mlochkwa, over to you. I'm going to ask you in English, but ask you to respond in Ndebele. You said that you're going to be appealing for food aid. Have you already done so, and what has been the response?
Ngokuthi abantu bayalamba, sifuna ukuqala senze ngani siseralini. Siqale sibuke upresident welizwe xa kuyukuthi kule nto kumele azenze, siqale simbuke ukuthi sekwenza kakhulu. IZimbabwe kuthiwe uVision 2030 ngokuthi sibe sesile upcoming middle class economy 2030. And here we are, kuthiwa kule upper middle class economy, but kule abantu abalamba okubuhlungu emakhaya. Indlala esemakhaya ibuhlungu. And into esemakhaya ngobuhlungu bayo ukuthi njengoba kuthiwa kunezikafu ezibuyayo ezibuya via the president of the country, usually thina kithi emakhaya esikubonayo ukuthi babelayini isizalukazi xa ungavoteli zanu ukudla lokhu awukutholi. It's usually on partisan line. I think it's embarrassing ukuthi as a country ngo-2024 we're still doing into eziyangisa njengalokhu ukuthiwa nxa ufuna ukudla qala uphakamise isibhakera khona uzakuthola. Ukudla ma kutholakala abantu abakuthole kungela phathi kubuza iphathi, ngoba xa usuvotele you see to emba yisithi bezanu-P_F president ungupresident welizwe, ukuthi njalo nxa amaminista nxa ebuza imibuzo baqale bathi u-ED wasesithi u-ED wasesithi, thina asikudli khona lokhu, asikuboni futhi kusisebenzele. Mina ngibone ngani as a country, one, you must know and be ready nxa kuza kuba le ndawo. Secondly, into engiyibonayo ukuthi ixesha le ma-development kumadems malutshwane. Kepi pinu kuti kila madema maningi, we couldn't be begging or sibe lokhu sisithi hayi ukudla kuka president kuyayangiswa lokho. Ngibone ngani nxa kuyukuthi amaminista a responsible ukuthi kube la manzi ayeneleyo kugejwa amadema, kawageje abantu bazilimele. Singabantu abe-pride emathebelelene, siyakwazi ukuzimela, siyakwazi ukuzilimela, siyalima noma ilanga lichisa. So sibona kungcono ukuthi isigebhe lamademu bani ukuthi ilayiniswe ogogo bethu, ukuswa kwamalanga belayiniswa ngaphansi kwezihlahla bemiswele ukuthi bezoholisa u-5 kg yomuntu. Ngiyabona.
While I'm still with you, Senator Mlochkwa, how are you going to ensure that members of the opposition are also able to access this food once it's distributed? Are there any modalities in place?
Ukunandilela ukuthi emakhaya ukuthi ma kubuya i-food aid ibuya via councillors. We did well kuma council amaningi imathebelele mfazi. So we hope that our councillors, and we have talked to them times that number, ukuthi bakithi nxa sokubuya i-food aid lingakhethi ikhala yeparty. iZimbabwe ipolarized okokuthi lokukhulumisa nomakhelwane kumele umcala ukuthi hayi lo umakhelwane ezali lisa ama-councillors watshelile ukuthi ukudla ma kubuya ama-councillor la kungu-welfare kuthiwa kunika ogogo kakunika ogogo sekunika intandane kunika intandane akukhathalekile ukuthi intandane leyo unina wayevotela ngathi akukhathalekile ukuthi ugogo uvotela ngathi kwabantu abaphiwa ukudla because ihanga ayinakhala ayinakuthi uhamba le-yelo kumbe uhamba le-green kumbe uhamba le-blue lesizwa esiyintsha ethiwa ikhona okusalayo ukuthi abantu balambile and people need food and nxa ukuthi ukudla kuyabuya kakuphiwe wonke umuntu.
Thank you. Over to you, Mr. Zavare. You know, there's been accusations before that in some areas where food aid is given to the chiefs, it is not reaching opposition, you know, people in whatever areas there is. Is there any way that your party is making sure that everybody accesses this food aid?
ZANU-PF is the governing party. And the president of ZANU-PF, who is also the president of the country, President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, is the president of all people, those who voted for him and those who voted for the opposition for reasons best known to them. Our chiefs across the country, from the east to the west, the north to the south, are chiefs of all people, regardless of what opposition party they belong to. Nobody. Remember that we are talking of people who are related. We are related in different ways. My auntie, even very in opposition, still remains my auntie. Your uncle remains your uncle even when they are in opposition. And their welfare is of important to me as a ZANU-PF member. And their welfare is very important also to the president of Zimbabwe. It doesn't reflect well on him. So, yes, food will be distributed fairly and equally to those who need it. There will be a process we know from previous experience, from previous history, and even as one of our compatriots here said there is a process on how this food is distributed. So it is a gungo chairman and gungo politics each and every time which these oppositions who can't even tell which party they belong to try to do all the time is not necessary at this point in time. What is necessary at this point in time is for us as Zimbabweans to unite and recognize we've got a challenge, the drought challenge that we have, and how do we fight it, how do we overcome it, how do we protect each other as Zimbabweans.
Thank you there.
And overcome the drought without politicking like this.
Thank you so much, Mr. Matonga, Reverend Matonga, your last word to close us out.
Thank you very much. My last word is to appreciate the two politicians that both of them are acknowledging that when you hold a position in government, you are there for everybody. And this drought is going to affect everybody across political divides. And we are all Zimbabweans. And then on the citizens themselves, for those who still have tomorrow, please, gara in my vegetables. Maybe read the number I end up in Nanda. So that you don't require Murillo's raising a father. Let's work and do what we can to mitigate against this drought.
Thank you so much. We really heard there from the expert, the food and hunger expert, Reverend Forbes Matonga, who was giving us his take and is advising those in the rural areas that if you're near a river, please plant some vegetables so that you are able to feed the family as the country is heading towards a drought. And we thank you, all our guests. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye.